SAFM Market Update with Jimmy Muyaha on SAFM.
This feature is brought to you by the Standard Bank Group. Next week, the South African Futures Trust Summit takes place in Johannesburg, and it is a summit that is aimed at encouraging and rewarding and recognizing small and medium-sized enterprises. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail with the sponsor of the summit for this year. That is, of course, the Standard Bank Business. So I'm joined on the line by the Head of Client Experience, Insights and Adoption at Standard Bank South Africa's Business and Commercial Banking, Felicia Singh, to take a look at this event and see what we make of it. Felicia, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Tell us about the partnership that Standard Bank has with the South African Future Trust Summit and why this partnership is so important.
Hi, Jeremy. Thank you so much for having me. So first, I think we're thrilled to be a headline sponsor for the South Summit for the first time this year. The summit itself, it's returning for its third year in a row, and you know, it gets bigger and better every year. So this year we're expecting to draw in a crowd, I think, of about 3,000 people over the 2 days of the conference. And many of them are going to be entrepreneurs and investors that are looking for insights and for opportunities. So I think it's testament to the fact that the summit has really proven to be a really well-established and a leading platform for all businesses that are looking to grow in South Africa and in Africa. And in terms of the value that we derive from our partnership with SAFT, I think as like-minded organizations with similar objectives, we get to partner up and we get to use this incredible platform to help further that growth agenda for SMEs. So we're very proud to say that together with SAFT, we're creating opportunities for SMEs to access the tools and resources they need to unlock growth during the summit.
Now, Felicia, this goes beyond just the South African Future Trust Summit, because alongside that, you're also sponsoring the Women in Business Awards. Take us through just the importance of recognizing women-led businesses and encouraging female entrepreneurship.
A Women in Business Awards is actually, it's a category in the SAFT Awards, and the winners will be announced at the summit. So it's really exciting for us. And by the way, there's 6 fantastic categories in this SAFT Awards, so it recognizes different types of entrepreneurs. But we deliberately chose to sponsor the Women in Business Award with a grand prize of 500,000 Rand. And we chose this category because it celebrates women in entrepreneurship. It acknowledges the important role that women have to play as leaders. And specifically, I think it's a proof point. It shows that women who come from historically disadvantaged backgrounds, they can overcome the barriers that they face, and they can actually lead successful, thriving businesses. You know, SMEs in South Africa, we know that they're growth drivers. We know that they contribute around 60% of employment of the workforce, 30% of GDP. So these are the sizable contributions. And I think it just gives you an idea of all the potential that there is to do so much more. And that's why we see them as engines for growth. And I think by ensuring equal opportunity for women to enter into entrepreneurship and to lead businesses and actively participate in the economy, it will bring diversity. And diversity leads to meaningful change in the SME landscape, because when you bring in diversity, you introduce new perspectives to business, you drive innovation, you enhance competitivity. So all these things, I think, are absolutely essential for SMEs to grow and thrive, and women-owned businesses in particular.
Speaking of thriving businesses, Felicia, I want to take a look at just the emerging trends in the small business space, particularly in South Africa. I mean, South Africa has its own sets of challenges as an economy, but that also means then that small businesses have their own unique sets of challenges. Let's perhaps take a look at just what you guys are seeing in terms of some of the challenges, some of the trends, and perhaps how entrepreneurs can be better prepared for these.
Sure. So I think in terms of the key challenges that SMEs face in South Africa, those challenges are quite persistent, and I don't think it's unique to South Africa. But if we can name a few of them, I'd say the first one is access to funding. It's a big one. So how do entrepreneurs unlock access to much needed capital for their business? In order to grow, businesses we know need stock, they need equipment, they need vehicles, and so on. So how do they get funding to finance these expenses? And then the second I would say is access to markets. So how does the business tap into new markets? How do they expand borders? How do they access new business to drive their sales? Because sales growth ultimately is the testament of the business growing. And then the third, I would say, is access to capacity building for skills development. Business owners, we always say that to be an entrepreneur, you need to be a jack of all trades because there's so many functions of the business, especially small business that you're running on your own. So business owners, they might be good at their trade, but learning to manage a business, it requires a different skill set altogether. There's financial management, there's marketing, you need to understand labor practices and so on. So where does the business get support to gain the necessary skills and knowledge? So I think those are the key challenges that make it difficult for businesses to get past the survival hurdle. But I also think there is always opportunity. So if I can just talk a bit about the opportunity, I think, for SMEs to unlock those opportunities, the advice I would give is, firstly, they need to surround themselves with the right partners. So as an example, what can your banking partner do for you? Does your relationship banker understand your business? Are they able to help you become creditworthy and funding ready? Does your bank offer products and services that can help you tap into new markets? Do they offer development programs or skills training that you could leverage? It's really important to understand, your partners and your banking partner, what do they have that you could leverage? And then secondly, I think it's important for SMEs to also grab opportunities like the SAFT Summit. So when attending a platform like the SAFT Summit, it allows you to gain access to insights, to practical knowledge and strategies, and it exposes you to new technologies as well. And not to forget, the networking opportunities. You might meet your next investor, or you might secure a big contract and become part of another value chain. So there's so many opportunities, and I think it's about looking at, what can your partners offer you and what opportunities can you seek for yourself through the platforms that are available, and that will help you address some of the challenges if you are an SME.
Seizing opportunities is the name of the game. And yes, folks, it's not too late to seize this particular opportunity. If you would still like to attend the South African Future Trust Summit that will be taking place next week, tickets are still available. You can still access them online and you can still attend the summit next week. It takes place on the 5th and 6th of November. So next week, Wednesday and Thursday. For now, we'll leave this conversation on that note. Thank you so much to Felicia Singh, the head of a client experience in Insights and adoption at Standard Bank South Africa's Business and Commercial Banking, joining us to take a look at the importance of future-proofing your business and the role that Standard Bank plays in that. This feature was brought to you by the Standard Bank Group.
When you're growing your money, you need to make the right choices. That's why at Standard Bank Private, we offer the best of everything. Our offshore investments are award-winning. We'll give you the best forex rates around. As SA's biggest home loan provider, we offer unmatched expertise, and you'll have access to the best financial planners and bankers. So why not visit standardbank.co.za to join Africa's best private bank today? Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.